Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What's great about it, you may want to ask? Well, I'll tell you one thing that's great is we're not going to have a railroad strike. We're not going to have a strike on terms of freight traffic in the United States. That has been averted after 20 hours of marathon talks. Is it a heroic achievement? Well, no, but it's good news for the United States, and it's a good thing, and it's a good thing for the railroads and the companies and the people who work there and for the unions. And congratulations to the members of the Biden administration who were involved in negotiating this thing. It would have been just a disaster. I mean, a huge disaster. Is there a disaster going on right now in Washington, D.C. because of a busloads? And it's really, it's a few busloads. We're not talking about thousands of people yet. Illegal or unauthorized immigrants. Actually, these are people seeking asylum. They're people who have checked in. They haven't snuck through the border or crawled through sewers or swum over the Rio Grande. They're people who've tried to come into the United States. It turns out that many of the people in Martha's Vineyard that everybody has heard about are actually Venezuelan. And I would think that conservatives would have a little bit more sympathy for people fleeing a communist dictatorship in Venezuela, just as we have for people fleeing the evil communist dictatorship in Cuba. We've had a lot of contact recently with Cuban American people who have contributed so much to the United States. Is there a possibility that Venezuelans will contribute in the same way? Well, there's a huge possibility of gains for Republicans with Hispanic voters. That made the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. We will get to that. And does that have any relationship to the ongoing debate about immigration and about refugees and about asylum in this country? Both sides are hysterical on this issue. They are. And I will tell you the one thing that is just so obvious is we need more than playing games. And frankly, I think that they are playing games with people's lives by using them as pawns and political props. I hate the fact that people, when they say it's for the children, and they have little kids pop up, and they're supposed to be backing one side or another, when the kids don't know really or are not directly involved in a political effort. They certainly are impacted by politics. We all are. But the idea that people who are trying to make a new life in the United States should be used as political props and pawns, I don't really understand why that's an admirable thing. The reports on this we will get to on the Michael Medved Show. And one can only hope that at some point in the next 2 years before the Biden administration concludes, that there will be some meaningful effort on both sides and bipartisan to do what President Bush tried very hard to do what President Obama made much more feeble efforts to do, and to do something that President Trump had also promised to do but didn't, which was to actually work on the idea of immigration reform, making this system work better, less bureaucratically, less ridiculously, to do something at the same time, of course, about border security, because one of the things that needs to be reformed about immigration is having a more secure border. But the desire to try to use this as an issue coming up to the big midterm elections, I mean, really? Is this the best we can do? 1-800-955-1776. There is more breaking news about a new effort to determine the existence of intelligent life in the universe. I don't know about intelligent life in the universe. It would be nice to see some intelligent life in Washington, D.C. It would also be appropriate to see some intelligent life in California, where there are two different stories that seem to totally contradict each other about people, leaders in L.A., like Mayor Garcetti, who is the outgoing mayor of Los Angeles, and I don't think he will be profoundly missed when he goes. But in Los Angeles and then in California generally, there are reforms underway concerning the homeless crisis, which is at its very core a mental health crisis. The headline today from Associated Press says that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, the guy with presidential ambitions, it says that with more than 100,000 people living on California's streets, and a lot of people estimate it's a lot more than 100,000, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a first-of-its-kind law Wednesday, that would be yesterday, that could force some of them into treatment as part of a program he describes as CARE, but opponents argue is cruel. Now, you can imagine how hysterical it would be if it were a Republican governor doing this, but it seems to me, sounds like, Governor Newsom, and maybe with that old saying about a stopped clock is right twice a day, this might be one of those stop clock moments for Gavin Newsom. He signed the Community Assistance Recovery and Empowerment Act yesterday. It would let family members, first responders, and others to ask a judge to draw up a treatment plan for someone diagnosed with certain disorders, including schizophrenia. Those who refuse could be placed under a conservatorship and ordered to comply. I've talked to you about this before. The previous law in California, the current law in California, you can only commit somebody, even if somebody is completely bonkers. And I've told this story, I write about this story in my book Hospital, back from 1983, where we knew somebody who was really very dangerous and out of his mind. I mean, he had a habit of taking off all of his clothes and going out in the middle of the freeway and trying to display himself to onrushing cars that had a real chance of killing him. And when I was helping some family members try to get help for this guy, medical help, getting him arrested and then sent to a hospital, he was only able to be committed for 72 hours without his permission. And again, it's a crazy situation. There are people who do not know where they are. They can't take care of themselves, and they need to be treated. Right now, homeless people with severe mental health disorders bounce from the streets to jails and hospitals, writes the AP. Exactly. They can be held against their will at a psychiatric hospital up to 3 days. There it is, 72 hours. But they must be released if they promise to take medication and to follow up with other services. Yeah, right. The new law would let a court order a treatment plan for up to 1 year, which could be extended for a second year. The plan could include medication, housing, and therapy. While it shares some elements of programs in other states, the system would be the first of its kind in the country, according to the Office of Democratic State Senator Tom Umberg, a co-author of the law. For decades, California has mostly treated homelessness as a local problem, funneling billions of dollars to city and county governments for various treatment programs. Maybe, maybe, just maybe, this idea will work better. 1-800-955-1776. Now, this is coming at the same time that they're spending more money not to put homeless people in hospitals where many of them belong, but to allow them to continue to flourish on the streets. That's the Los Angeles City Initiative. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Her to stay her.
MedVet Show, we've had callers to this show and memorable callers who have called up to describe their experience with their adult children. And again, I remember one caller in particular who had a son who was severely mentally ill and living on the streets, as many people do, partially because we have underinvested in this country, tremendously underinvested in mental health care and mental hospitals, frankly. And it's an appalling mistake that liberals and conservatives collaborated in back in the 1970s. And President Reagan is often blamed for it. It's wrong to blame anything he did as president. It was had to do with some decisions he supported when he was governor of California, saving money in terms of government expenditures on some of the mental hospitals that existed at that time and functioned at that time. Today we have far fewer hospital beds, we have far fewer resources, and we have far more disturbed people out on the streets. The point about the story that I was recalling, and it's somebody that I don't know personally, but it's somebody I know as a caller, was how hard this gentleman who called and his wife had worked for years and years and years to try to get help for their son. He didn't want it. He thought he was fine living on the streets. And they were still trying with a son in his 30s to try to get him some attention. And again, what this new law does in California, which the governor signed yesterday, he said the new law would let a court order a treatment plan for up to 1 year, which could be extended for a second year. And it would basically be dependent. It would let family members, first responders, and concerned others ask a judge to draw up a treatment plan for someone diagnosed with certain disorders, including schizophrenia. And for decades, California has mostly treated homelessness as a local problem, says the Associated Press, funneling billions of dollars to city and county governments for various treatment programs. But despite all of that spending, homelessness remains one of the state's most pressing and visible issues. Of course it does. You've been to California recently? It's on a level with Seattle, where it's also beyond description, cruel, horrible, alarming, and destructive to every social value that we should be trying to uphold. Continue to do what you are doing, and you get what you get. And look what we've got. It's unacceptable. You know who said that? Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom. Yeah, that's right. That's what he said Wednesday when he was signing the law. This law has been architected completely differently than anything you've seen in the state of California, arguably in the last century. How is it different? Because it basically takes the decision about living on the streets away from the individual who may want to continue living on the streets. And the idea that this is going to be encouraged and subsidized and funded and supported by government is outrageous. And here you have somebody who's a notorious liberal, Gavin Newsom of California, I've never supported, but he's doing something that is breaking from some of the stupid, moronic, brain-dead mistakes of the past. So good for him. Some progressives have spoken out harshly against Newsom, blocking certain priorities, including vetoing a bill that would have authorized supervised safe injection sites for drug users and opposing a new tax on millionaires that would pay for more electric cars. Okay, wait a minute. Did you just hear that? There are California progressives who are very upset with Newsom because he isn't progressive enough. And how did he prove that he wasn't progressive enough? He vetoed a bill about blocking safe injection sites. Again, do you think that safe injection sites set up everywhere, that's going to help a lot of the homeless drug addicts out there? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know there are people who believe that. And the problem here is that allowing people to use horribly destructive drugs, like methamphetamines, more safely, and I believe that's what they want with their drug sites that they're pushing in the state of Oregon. How ridiculous that is. How ridiculous it is that we have the drunk dorms here in Seattle built with federal and local money. And the drunk dorms allow people with chronic alcoholism who are living on the streets, who have a record of drunken disorderly convictions, allows them to continue drinking while they live on the government tab. But in a year when Newsom is on his way to a shoo-in re-election bid, he has no real visible opponent this year. He just won the recall. But in a year when Newsom is on his way to a shoo-in re-election bid with speculation building about his presidential aspirations, this new program prompted criticism from both sides of the political spectrum, with some on the left arguing it goes much too far, while others on the right say it doesn't go far enough. Newsom signed the law over the strong objections of the American Civil Liberties Union of California, Human Rights Watch, Disability Rights California, and numerous other organizations that work with homeless people, communities of color, and people with disabilities who say the new program will violate civil rights. They say that courts are a frightening place for many people with severe mental illness, and coercion is antithetical to the peer-based model that is critical to recovery. Okay, so the peer-based model that is critical to recovery, that's what they're going to get with the other people living in the tent in the park, or the tent on the sidewalk, or the tent in the parking lot, or the tent on your lawn. I mean, honest to goodness. And then there's this story, and this is also from Associated Press. The Los Angeles County leaders announced this week a lawsuit settlement agreement that commits hundreds of millions of dollars to expand outreach and supportive services for homeless residents, marking the potential end of 2 years of litigation over the crisis of people living on the streets. So they solved the lawsuit by spending more money. It's not going to help in the slightest in solving the problem. How do I know? We'll explain everything. Coming right up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rail companies and unions struck a tentative deal to avert a nationwide rail workers' strike and a railway shutdown. Here, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, comments on the progress made during the negotiations.
Last night, freight rail companies and unions representing tens of thousands of workers secured a tentative agreement that will keep the trains running on time and keep our economy moving.
The average 30-year mortgage is rising to its highest rate since 2008. New data from Freddie Mac shows a new level at just over 6%, double what it was the same time last year. The Fed Reserve has been increasing its key interest rate to help fight inflation over this summer. Retail sales rose by 0.3% in August, showing the resilience of U.S. consumers amid high inflation. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show talking about this great big decision to settle a lawsuit. The lawsuit was brought by the LA Alliance for Human Rights, and that was supposed to be a coalition that included homeless people, local businesses, homeless activists, and others. And they brought this lawsuit against the Los Angeles County, and the deal that finally settled this lawsuit, along with orders from Judge David Carter, who was the U.S. District Judge presiding over the lawsuit, the deal is actually puts L.A. County, operator of the local public health system, in direct partnership with the City of Los Angeles, which is committed to sheltering thousands of homeless residents as part of its settlement in the lawsuit that was reached earlier this year. The suit was originally brought in 2020, and it's been dragging on since then. Supervisor, that's county position, Holly Mitchell, said the county will commit an estimated $236 million in new funding to address homelessness through 2027, with an emphasis on expanding street outreach teams to make sure people who need help get it. See, the difficulty is there are people who are out there on the streets and in the parks, and you can talk to them. They don't think they need help. They may not love it where they are, but they like it, and they return to it. They clear away these encampments, and where do they go? Do they go and find shelter, even though it's offered to them? No, they don't want to go to the shelters. They want to live on the street. And that is not their right. The streets don't belong to them. The streets belong to all of us, including the people who have to work for a living or trying to run a business or trying to live a life. The $236 million in new funding, yeah, terrific. That's on top of more than $530 million in homelessness funding created by a sales tax that was initiated in 2017. That's done a lot of good. That's actually, wow, look how they've brought down homelessness in L.A. They haven't. It's gone up and up and up. The more you pour money into something, the more you get of it. The Holly Mitchell, the supervisor from the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, said the new money will go toward, quote, a comprehensive suite of services for residents of the 10,200 permanent housing units and 3,100 interim shelter beds that the city of L.A. has committed to build under its agreement with the county. Services will include case management, medical and mental health services, benefits advocacy, family reunification, child care, and addiction treatment. Now, again, given the fact that there are people out there who are working really, really hard and who don't get child care provided free by the city of Los Angeles, county of Los Angeles, is this rewarding people for being homeless? Rewarding people experiencing homelessness, that's what you're supposed to say, right? And Holly Mitchell, the supervisor, said, I cannot underscore enough how this adds to our toolkit for stemming the tidal wave of people who are experiencing homelessness. That's what she said at a news conference announcing the deal. Matthew Umhofer, who is an attorney for the Alliance who had brought this lawsuit, said the monumental settlement, it's monumental in terms of money, it's a $1 billion settlement, you can look at it. That the settlement seals the deal with the city by ensuring county support. Quote, but most importantly, this deal provides something that has been desperately missing on this issue for decades. Real accountability in the form of supervision over the next 5 years by a federal judge. Right. Is he going to be supervising the homeless people? No, he's going to be supervising the bureaucracy. The county's agreement requires the approval of U.S. District Court Judge David Carter, who is overseeing the case and will supervise the settlement's implementation through 2027. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti conceded there's been a collective failure of properly addressing the crisis at a local level. You think? I mean, you can talk about the Captain Obvious here. There's been a collective failure of properly addressing the crisis? Yes, that's true. He said this brand new partnership is a step toward putting a game plan on paper for how we can continue to march towards our ultimate goal of eliminating homelessness. Last year, Judge Carter issued an order that would have required the city and county to offer shelter to all unhoused people on Skid Row within 6 months. I said, great, a judge can give this offer. He has no, within 6 months. An appeals court struck down the order on grounds that the plaintiffs lacked standing to bring most claims. The Alliance then filed an amended lawsuit. Under the city's agreement, approved by the judge in June, Los Angeles will create shelter or housing for 60% of homeless people in the city who do not have a serious mental illness, substance abuse disorder, or chronic physical illness. The city, which does not have its own health department, had contended the county is obligated to provide all those services and housing for people with those problems, but was failing. Okay, they talk about the toolkit. The one thing that does add to the toolkit is the bill that Newsom signed on the state level. So you have the city, you have the county, you have the state of California, all at least looking a little bit more seriously at what is probably the state's biggest problem right now. And honestly, it is, and it's appalling. And meanwhile, you have all of this in terms of the opportunity to actually do something different and to get serious about not rewarding homelessness, not giving people goodies because they decide to camp out on the street for a while. And speaking of people on the street for a while, there's breaking news from MSNBC, a January 6th rioter who wore a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt inside the U.S. Capitol was sentenced to 75 days in prison today. That was matching what the government had requested. His name is Robert Keith Packer. He was arrested the week after the attack on the Capitol and pleaded guilty a year later in January to a misdemeanor charge of unlawful picketing and parading. The government wanted him to serve 75 days of incarceration as well as 3 years of probation. Packer's sister had asked for leniency and urged the judge not to judge a book by its cover. In other words, don't judge him because he was wearing a sweatshirt and raiding the Capitol, a sweatshirt with the legend on it, Camp Auschwitz. A federal prosecutor told the judge that the words on the clothing showed you his intent. There's also later today, apparently President Biden is going to be addressing a summit that is aimed at combating hate-fueled violence as the White House and technology platforms announce actions intended to prevent and respond to acts of religious and racial intolerance. Biden will host dozens of elected officials from both parties. That's good, as well as community activists and individuals who survived or lost loved ones in mass shootings and other hate-motivated acts of violence at the United We Stand summit, a senior administration official told reporters. The White House said in the fact sheet that technology companies like YouTube, Twitch, Microsoft, and Meta will announce new actions on their platforms. I'm sure social media will do the same. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Trump has did a radio interview with my friend and colleague Hugh Hewitt, and I have not listened to the entire interview, but excerpts of the interview have already made a bit of a sensation because of what President Trump said. He was asked about a possible reaction and the impact on his pending presidential campaign. And during the interview, apparently, President Trump more than ever indicated that he's planning to run again and that none of the legal problems that he might be facing, including a federal indictment for mishandling papers that were highly classified and that he refused to return to the government despite the fact that they belong to the government under the Presidential Records Act. In any event, he was asked about a public reaction to the Department of Justice indictment that is looming. And here is what the former president had to say. This is clip 8.
You know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again?
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. You've already.
I do. And that's what I want people to understand. That would not take you out of the arena.
It would not, but I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think you'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes.
Okay. The Politico, in its coverage of this particular commentary, as likens it to what Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said when he made some headlines last month, back in August, when he said there would be riot in the streets if there's prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information. Graham's comments were slammed as irresponsible and shameful. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, without naming Lindsey Graham, said those comments from extreme Republicans were dangerous. Look, I I think that there is a real question, and it's one of those questions that involves prosecutorial discretion about whether Merrick Garland and the Justice Department should go through with any kind of indictment that would look nakedly political. And that's the problem. People would assume that Trump is being persecuted and prosecuted not because of something he did that is against the law, and it's fairly clear that he has broken various laws in terms of handling those papers, but that the reason that he was being prosecuted rather than just being given a reprimand of some kind or some kind of minimal citation, something, that rather than doing that, if they're doing a full prosecution that could actually result in prison time, and the law says that the kind of violations they're talking about could result in prison time, well, that's a question of judgment, whether it is useful for the country and helpful for the country to go through with that. And I think that there are many people, including many people on the left, who understand that it might be truly difficult for the country. And that it would, if anything, enhance some of the polarization and the difficulties. Trump said in his interview that's not inciting. He said, I'm just saying what my opinion is. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it. And again, what does he mean exactly in terms of the people of the country not standing for it? Voting people out of office? Well, he's already working on trying to get them to do precisely that. There's also the problem that Trump is still associated with Steve Bannon, who, despite being arrested again and facing more legal problems of a very serious nature for a phony wall-building organization that he one time faced, and for contempt of Congress and more, he's still doing the Steve Bannon's war room. And he seemed to directly threaten FBI agents. And it's really remarkable that he says this and thinks that this is going to attract support for his cause. This is clip 3.
I want all the FBI people out there. We got whistleblowers all over the place. That phrase is not going to save you. That's what the Waffen SS said. That's what the Gestapo said to save themselves after 1945 when we won. Hey, we don't want to hear you just doing your job, okay? You know what you're doing, and it's time now for you to come forward and be a whistleblower. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of whistleblowers coming from DOJ and FBI. You better be part of it. The excuse, I'm just doing my job, will not hack it anymore, okay? I don't want to hear that. That's more whining, okay? That's whining.
Okay, again, comparing the FBI to the Gestapo and the Waffen SS. Meanwhile, there is this news, and when John H. Durham was assigned by the Justice Department in 2019, that's 3 years ago, to examine the origins of the investigation into the 2016 Trump campaign's ties to Russia, President Donald J. Trump and his supporters expressed a belief that the inquiry would prove that a deep state conspiracy, including top Obama-era officials, had worked to sabotage him. And everyone should have supported, as I did, the Durham investigation. Well, now it's just about finished. Now Mr. Durham appears to be winding down his three-year inquiry without anything close to the results Mr. Trump was seeking. The grand jury that Mr. Durham has recently used to hear evidence has expired. And while he could convene a new grand jury, there are currently no plans to do so, say three people familiar with the investigation. Mr. Durham and his team are working to complete a final report by the end of the year, which is good. They said, and one of the lead prosecutors on his team is leaving for a job with a prominent law firm. Over the course of his inquiry, Mr. Durham has developed cases against two people accused of lying to the FBI in relation to outside efforts to investigate purported Trump-Russia ties. But he has not charged any conspiracy or put any high-level officials on trial. The recent development suggests that the chances of any more indictments are remote. After Mr. Durham's team completes its report, it will be up to Attorney General Merrick H. Garland to decide whether to make its findings public. I hope that he does. The report will be Mr. Durham's opportunity to present any evidence or conclusions that challenge the Justice Department's basis for opening the investigation in 2016 into the links between Mr. Trump and Russia. And you'll remember that investigation was opened by James Comey before President Trump was elected President of the United States. And the fact that this is being reviewed and being reviewed carefully, one would hope, and comprehensively, and certainly that's the reputation that John Durham has always had, being a straight shooter, I think is very important. There's also the indictment that he has secured of someone named Levchenko, a Russian national who worked on that phony dossier and then misrepresented himself and lied to the FBI. So that will be coming out. Meanwhile, there is much more going on. We'll check in on the... there's a great deal to take care of concerning America's divine purpose. Do people have any agreement that there is such a purpose? Actually, there's a surprising study that says yes, indeed. There's also real questions about what happens next in the election. A new poll shows a trend which no one expected. But we will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you quality. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.